Before noon, the residents of Central Harlem were already stewing in the sweltering mid-August heat. It was the hottest summer on record, with unrelenting temperatures that tipped close to 100 degrees. Anywhere else, and this weather would have been bearable. But in New York City, the concrete sidewalks beneath our feet and the buildings towering over our heads trapped the oppressive heat and made us feel like they were holding us for a ransom we couldn't possibly pay. It was a well-known fact that summer heat and a full moon amplified anger. Fights broke out with very little provocation, and arguments erupted over something as slight as a stubbed toe. Those who had the resources to leave the city were long gone. Those alone and left behind were just that. Alone and left behind. That was me, Zelda Livingston, alone and left behind. Trying to survive the next moment and the next moment after that. My entire summer had been abysmal, and I felt like I was being choked from the inside. I stood in front of the parlor's picture window. This used to be my favorite place in the house, with the view being the best part. The window was huge, taking up most of the front wall. Each pane was symmetrically rimmed with clear, leaded glass that always reminded me of fancy Art Deco from the 1920s. The window, with its beveled edge, reflected a distorted image of myself. I saw my mother's soulful light brown eyes staring back at me, with my father's intense passion. I had her high cheekbones, and a dimple in my left cheek winked when I laughed hard. I had her height and petite stature, which gave me a graceful poise that often led people to mistakenly assume I was soft and gentle. I was not. Some things were merely a facade. I examined my outside because it was easier than exploring inside. And trust me, that was a good thing. I used to think nothing bad could ever happen here. I would always have my father to protect me. I was wrong. I looked down at my hands. They were trembling, nervously, anxiously, and angrily. 6 weeks ago, I had come back and instantly regretted it. I attended Spelman College in Atlanta, but called Washington, D.C. home now, since I regularly lived with my aunt and uncle between semesters. So, I didn't get to see my mother that often. It had been 22 months since I had seen her last. That was why being here was so important to me. I had truly thought this time together would be different, maybe even special. Whoever said it was right. You really can't go home again. I was supposed to be enjoying myself, having the time of my life. After all, I was 20 and here in Harlem. But the home I'd once known and loved was no longer my home. Hearing the murmur of voices above, I looked up, knowing what was coming. The last few days had been a succession of spiteful, nasty rages that seethed as the heat and hostilities escalated. "Not today," I whispered. "Not today." Memories began to swell around me as I stood in the parlor at the front window. Assaulted by every sense, I felt the wet drops roll down my face and tasted the salt of my tears. Lost in my thoughts, I heard frighteningly loud noises, one right after another, like claps of thunder. 23 gunshots later, I saw a lifeless body covered in blood lying in the street.